Welcome to the Jim Baker Show, coming to you during the COVID-19 crisis. Today, our special guest is Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin. Our co-host today is Mondo De La Vega, Maricela Woodall. I'm Tammy Sue Baker, and now, direct from her home in the beautiful Ozark Mountains, here's your host, Lori Baker.
Hi there, everybody. It's great to have you with us, and I'm so excited today that we have General Jerry Boykin with us. You're not going to want to miss 1 minute of this broadcast. It is exciting what the general has to share with us, and I feel very safe and loved when with General Boykin, when he's with us in studio. And also, he's become such a dear friend of mine and of Jim's. And speaking of Jim, Jim is doing well. He is resting. He's recovering. Yes. He's actually getting the rest that he has needed for years.
That's right.
Yes. For literally years. But for a fact, this past couple years of not taking any time off, which isn't that good, and just pushing through. So right now, he's resting, and he's doing very well. And he's just right here in the house, right upstairs. We're still here in the midst of the coronavirus, COVID-19, although from what I understand, some states are reopening a little bit here and there.
That's right.
But we're staying here until the Lord says it's time to go back over to the ministry.
That's right.
And take. Absolutely. So here we are today. Bonicella's here. Mondo's here.
It's so good to be here. You know, every time I think about you and Dad, I think about the role of the watchman.
Yes.
And sometimes the role of the watchman, you have to step back from the wall, still be close to it, but get your eyes and unto heaven and find out what is it that God is telling us through some of the events that are taking place. I had to bring Dad's sermon that he preached on New Year's Eve. That's a thick sermon, let me tell you that. It's not a 3-point sermon, by the way.
Right.
It's a 3-hour sermon. But true. I want to tell you something. What he prophesied, he hesitated bringing this word.
He did.
For months. He would not share it with any of us. He would share it in pieces. But as I look back now to realize the role of the watchman is so important for this hour to understand what is it that God wants to do next for the body of Christ. And in the midst of that, he gets a spiritual attack, a physical attack, a ministry attack.
That's right.
But in the midst of that, God is still speaking
That's
to
right.
him, and
Absolutely.
He's still receptive to what God wants to tell him. I mean, he's talking about building.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's the other thing, General. General, and I'm going to introduce the general in a minute, but that's the other thing, everybody. He's been talking to me about this for the past few weeks.
Yes.
You know, on New Year's Eve, when Jim, he did have a hard time bringing forth that message.
Yes.
And part of that message was, he said, because he kept telling me at home here, privately, he would just, for a few months, October, November, December, he would say, Lori, something very big is about to happen. Something very, very big is about. I go, okay. Well, I've been hearing him talk. Every time he prophesies something, it always comes true. So I didn't have any reason to question anything 22 years into this marriage. So so on New Year's Eve, he uses the term, something worldwide is about to take place.
God's judgment is coming. And it's coming around the world. Would you mark that down? It's not going to be just America. I know you think we're the orneriest group on earth. But I'll tell you what, there's more ornery people in this earth than there, I think, there are nice people right now. All over the world. You say, Jim, you preach a negative gospel, don't you? No. I preached the revelation. I preached the gospel. He tells you exactly what kind of people are going to be on earth. He tells you what they're going to act like. He tells you how spoiled they're going to be, how mean they're going to be, how unforgiving they're going to be, how their love of their hearts are going to grow cold. He tells you everything. You better get in the Bible. Because that's the only way you're going to stay on keel. God wants you to keep your balance in these last days. You've got to know the word of the living God. Amen. So on your list, you can put God's judgment is coming around the world in places especially that have mocked God. Now, this is what God woke me up to tell you. You don't have to take it. You can reject the awful, all of America is rejecting God almost. You know it, people.
Twice. When I took note of that mentally, I thought, okay, something worldwide is about to take place. And literally within weeks,
right.
We were all living in the middle and still are of this corona COVID-19 pandemic, worldwide pandemic. So he is hearing from God right now. As he's resting, he's hearing from God, which is amazing.
Yes.
He's already came down in here yesterday afternoon and started talking to us about what he's building and what he's doing. I'm like, okay, here we go. We all better get a second wind and ask God to be with us. And so it's exciting, really, what God is doing in spite of all of the attacks. But today, who we have with us is General Jerry Boykin. Many of you have seen him on our broadcast, but General Boykin is the executive vice president of the Family Research Council, you know, with Tony Perkins. He also is a founder of Kingdom Warriors Ministry. He's United States Deputy Under Secretary of Defense for Intelligence under President George W. Bush. During his 36-year career in the military, he spent 13 years in Delta Force and was involved in numerous high-profile missions, including the 1980 Iran hostage attempt. In 1992, the one with the whole, you all know, Black Hawk Down incident in Somalia. He's also an ordained minister by Rick Joyner. And him and his beautiful wife, Ashley, love Ashley. They have 5 children and a growing number of grandchildren. And I understand that. When you have a bunch of kids, you have a lot of grandkids. And he has his newest book out, which is Man to Man, Discovering Masculinity in a Changing World, which I think is so needed more than ever before. But General Boykin, you're out there in the D.C. area. How are you?
Doing very well. As I was telling you before we came on camera, it's like an apocalyptic movie here in Washington. There's so little activity.
Yeah, just from the news reports I've seen, you know, various news reports on TV, it's like, wow, to see D.C., that way is so unusual.
That's right.
And is anything starting to open back up again there, or how is it going there with you?
Well, you know, obviously you're seeing that states are opening up individually, and I'm not sure what we're up to now. It was 9 as of yesterday, and I think there are more opening today. But D.C. is a little different. You know, the mayor here has not put a limit yet on how long things will be shut down in this city. So I'm thinking that we may see Washington closed down maybe until at least mid-May, if not the early part of June. I just don't know yet.
How interesting. This is, talk about last days. We're in the last days, aren't we? We are in such a massive last days. I don't know if we ever really... We preach about it. We believe it. We know Matthew 24. We know all that. But then here we actually are. And here's the general. How do you feel, you know, speaking of D.C., how do you feel how the president is doing with the whole COVID-19?
Yeah, thanks for asking that, because I just did a podcast with Steve Strang a few minutes ago, and we talked about this. And I think that the president has provided really incredible leadership in probably one of the most difficult situations that I've seen in my lifetime. I think he's done very well. Now, I don't have the confidence in all of his advisors, a lot of the people around him. I don't have the confidence in them that I do in him. And I think that he's got a lot of bureaucrats around him. I think he's got some strong advisors that are giving him good advice, but I think he's got some that have not recognized that we're at war. This is a war.
Yes.
This is a war by different means, but this is a war. And in wartime, you take risk. You're going to take risk one way or the other, and you take risk. And I think we've got a lot of bureaucrats that have been unwilling to step outside of their longstanding protocols and procedures and accept that now is a time that we need to take risk. But I think the president has done an incredible job, and I just hope that that he continues to have the stamina that is just beyond my comprehension. I think it's a God-given stamina that he has right now.
I do too. And so does Jim. We completely believe
that's
it. This
right.
man,
yes.
We have been watching this man. We are so proud
yes.
of our president and so grateful to God that he is the president of the United States during this time. And I believe that he has been God ordained and God appointed for such a time
that's
as this.
Right. Yes.
And I know I've been on a lot of White House calls where for faith, you know, for leadership in the
right.
faith community. And, you know, the president's always asking for prayer. Oh, and even during the coronavirus, during COVID and the coronavirus and the whole worldwide pandemic, one day it was just the president and the vice president, and they said there's going to be a White House call. I go, okay, Jim, get ready. We're sitting upstairs taking notes and listening. And I go, now this so-and-so is going to announce the president. And no one announces the president. He just gets on himself and he just starts talking
right.
to all the faith leaders. And then he says, well, the vice president just walked in. He wants to say hi. But he was just so amazing. And I love him so much and believe in him because I believe he is God's man for this hour. So we continue to stand with him
yes.
and we continue to pray for him. That no weapon formed against him
That's
shall
right.
prosper.
Yeah.
Now, you know, the president being surrounded by all the doctors and experts, like you were just talking about, different people, that it seems to me, I don't know about you, but do you think there's an agenda to destroy our life, our way of America?
Well, I think we have to recognize that there has been for a long time a very strong Marxist movement in America. And for those who say, oh, that can't be, hey, get real. Just
That's
look
right.
at the candidates that have been running for the presidential nomination. Those that have demonstrated that they are so far left that you cannot describe them as anything else other than Marxist. They are Marxist, true Marxists. And now, part of what their agenda is really to destroy American values. One of those values is really the value of the First Amendment. There's really five constitutional rights in the First Amendment, and they're all really based on the freedom of religion. You know, Congress
yes.
shall make no laws respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. And then it goes on to articulate four more constitutional freedoms, but they're all designed to support freedom of religion. And now what you're seeing is it's almost as if the left has been unleashed and is taking advantage of this very chaotic situation, because you see so many of these leftist governors and leftist mayors that are still allowing abortions to be performed, that are still allowing pot shops or marijuana shops to stay open or bars or all of these things. And at the same time, they're going around and arresting people for sitting in their car in a parking lot at their church, listening to the pastor as he stands on a platform out in the parking lot and preaches, and they listen to it on the radio, and they're being told they can't do this, and in some cases they're even being ticketed. What you're seeing is you're seeing the left unleashed right now, and the sad thing about it is we're sitting back and allowing this to happen. Now people are coming out and protesting now, and that's what, in my view, this is a very dangerous future if we don't stop this.
So with the protesting, so what about our national security and all of that? I mean, can you talk to us about that? Help us understand more?
Yeah, I think that if you look at how Iran has started harassing our ships in the Straits of Hormuz, a very narrow strait where 60% of the oil that is transported by ship comes through that strait. And for years, the Iranians have sent small boats out and harassed our ships. And finally, they stopped doing that. We started, I think, putting the pressure on them when we pulled out of the JCPOA, or the Iran deal, as it was called. And Donald Trump struck them and killed Qasem Soleimani and and a variety of other things have occurred. They stopped harassing our ships, but they just started back 2 weeks ago. And the president came out and said, okay, from now on, if they come near our ships, blow them out of the water, destroy them. Well, they've stopped again. But why did they start back in the first place? And all you have to do is look at the fact that the Teddy Roosevelt, a national strategic asset, an aircraft carrier, a nuclear aircraft carrier, has been sitting in port in Guam because of COVID-19. The Iranians see us as being very vulnerable. The Chinese see us as being very vulnerable right now, and they're taking advantage of that. But make no mistake, our military is very strong. Our military is very ready, and I don't think that they should push Donald Trump too far.
Oh, wow. Now, that's coming from General Jerry Boykin,
yes.
People. This isn't my thoughts. This is from a general's
yes.
standpoint.
Yes.
That is a godly man. What about the China, thing where China is blaming our U.S. Army, the Army general, blaming for spreading the virus for the whole Wuhan germ warfare situation? I mean, what are your thoughts on all that?
Oh, well, I don't think anybody pays any attention to that. They know that's Chinese propaganda. Look, this virus started in a biological warfare lab about 20 kilometers outside of Wuhan. It started there. It did not start with bats. It didn't start in a wet market. And the national intelligence community has now come out with a pretty firm statement that the president and the Secretary of State have both repeated that we have evidence that that's where it started. Okay. Now, the question is, was it a deliberate attack or was it something that just got out of hand? And there is some evidence both ways. There was in 1999, two Chinese colonels wrote a document called Unrestricted Warfare, how they told how they would attack and bring down America. And cyber was one, but chemical warfare was another one, spreading, a pandemic type thing. But that said, there's no conclusive evidence on that. But what we do know for sure is that when this thing got out, China totally lied about it, hid the facts on this thing, and then has exploited this opportunity because they have unilaterally declared some of the islands in the South China Sea where they've been in a dispute with Japan for quite some time. They just declared them to be sovereign Chinese territory. They have started putting pressure on Taiwan. They're starting to put pressure on Hong Kong, and they are strong-arming the African nations that are in debt to the Chinese, and they're calling in their debts now, and they're offering more money, but the Africans are having to sign over rights to their minerals, to their mines, their copper mines, their diamond mines, whatever the case may be, and they're strong-arming them. And they have so much of the world's personal protection equipment that they are now selling back to the rest of the world. They're exploiting this situation. And nobody really believes anything that the Chinese says with regard to this anymore because they've discredited themselves.
That's wow. right. It's so wow. true. I mean, thank you so much for clarifying that and making it sound very, very simple to understand yes. for all of us, because you hear so much back and forth. I saw the press just before I came on with you. I was watching the president, and of course, this is taped delayed a few days, but the president was on his way to Arizona, actually to my hometown where Honeywell is. And so many of my friends, parents, worked there when I was growing up. And he was on his way there to see the Honeywell plant because they're making N95 masks. And the press was asking all kinds of questions, right? How they always, and he answers them, he's amazing. But they keep asking it. They're pushing this about China. And he said, oh, we're going to find out. I'm about to make a statement. We're going to find out.
Yeah.
So he's on it. And I'm grateful for that because we have to know the truth.
Yeah, that's right. And when we look, we always, for our show, we always take it back to the word mm-hmm. of God. What does the word of God say about what we're experiencing right now? And our dad, Pastor Jim, he has preached as he has taught us. He has taught you, go back to the Word. Mm-hmm. And Matthew 24:7, nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom.
That's right.
Right now, we are literally seeing the nations, the kingdoms on earth, they're rising up against each other. When you start to play the blame game and no one wants to take fault for it, you know, this could potentially become what we are seeing and what God told us here in the Word, here in Matthew 24, where he said, nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famine. We are seeing famine in the land right now. This is worldwide, not just here in America. This has now hit worldwide. We are seeing epidemics. We are living through one of the greatest epidemics right now. Mm-hmm. This is a virus. This is an attack. Epidemics and earthquakes. Yesterday, Mondo, we reported all the earthquakes that are hitting. It's rumbling. It's rattling. We have to pay attention to these signs because these are not my words. These are what Jesus spoke. You know, in various places, many diverse places. And this is what he says. All these are the beginning of sorrows.
That's right.
So we want to remind you, we are literally living in the beginning of sorrows. The Word of God is being revealed right before our eyes. Pastor Jim, he's taught us, look to the Word. What does Revelation 6 say? Mm-hmm. It says, these are the things, the Lord literally instructs us and shows us, these are things to watch for.
That's right.
And we as a ministry, we have been keeping our eyes. General Boykin, he keeps his eyes on, what are the nations doing?
Mm-hmm.
What are the different countries? How are they surrounding? What are they doing to Israel? We look to Israel. What's happening with Israel right now?
Mm-hmm.
And we're seeing that Israel, the prime minister, he's having a difficulty right now to form a government, you know, and we have to look to Israel. The church must look forward to Israel to say what is coming. And General Boykin, I'd like for you to speak to Israel right now. The virus has taken control over our media, but we must not get distracted by that. We have to stay with what God is saying. You know, I'd love for you to speak to what is happening in Israel right now.
Yeah, thank you. And, I think we need to recognize, first of all, that Israel is probably one of the safest countries, if not the safest country in the world right now. And the percentage of deaths based on the number of people that have tested positive is extraordinarily low. And I was just communicating with a friend of mine over there just yesterday, as a matter of fact. In fact, you probably know Joel Rosenberg, and we were communicating. I was reading some stuff that he was putting out in terms of how low their death rate is there and how Israel, I mean, they took some bold steps. And keep in mind, these bold steps, the decisions were made by Benjamin Netanyahu, which I believe is the strongest leader that they've had since David Ben-Gurion in 1948 when they became a nation. Now, I think that this whole issue of forming a new government between the two parties here is going to continue to be very, very difficult. In fact, I think that it could eventually result in them having to have even another election. I'm not sure that they're going to be able to come to an agreement on this. I am a big supporter of Benjamin Netanyahu, and I think that God's hand has been upon him just as God's hand has been upon Donald Trump in these critical times. And it is my hope that however this sorts out, that Netanyahu will continue to be, at least for some period of time, the prime minister of Israel.
And we are big supporters of Netanyahu as well.
Yes.
And it's so amazing how God, the parallel between Israel and the United States when it comes to the whole Trump and Netanyahu, you know, they're so much alike in so many ways.
Yes.
And it's really been something to watch right in front of our eyes. And we're a part of these last days. Like Manisala said, you know, we are at the beginning. It's what, you know, Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, what will be the signs?
That's
we
right.
talk about it all the time. And I mean, you don't have to read between the lines. It's right there what the signs are. And we are at the beginning of sorrows. And it's at the same time, this is harvest time.
That's right.
This is time to win souls. This really is an amazing time.
That's right.
And people are so open.
Yes.
You know, I say, call the prodigals back home.
That's right.
I called a few of mine back home. home. Yes. I'm like, come back home. It's time to come back home to him, to Jesus. Yes. And people have been so open
yes.
to talking because, for one, they didn't have anything. They were all stuck inside somewhere with whoever or by themselves. But it really is time for that. Now, what I want to know, do you think there's going to be an election here in the United States in November?
Yeah, I think there will be an election. We're already seeing signs that it's going to be a modified process, and because a number of states already have started doing at least their primaries by mail only. But here's the question, in my view, yes, there will be an election. But here's the question. If you can go stand in line at the grocery store or at Lowe's or Home Depot, why can't you stand in line in a voting booth?
That's right.
I'm not for these. I think there's a place for mail-in ballots. I was in the military, so I voted by mail. But I don't think that should be the standard. And it really bothers me because there's just too much opportunity for fraud and abuse with a system like that, and the ballot harvesting, you know, which in some states is just totally illegal, and in other states like California, of course, it's the norm, but it's an opportunity for mischief, and I hope that's not going to become the standard. But yes, we'll have an election.
I think when we see, that's right, you know, we're sitting here and we're just talking quickly about Iran, about North Korea, Israel, America, you know, China, all these nations. And when we literally look and see, more than ever, do we need to stand with our president?
Yes.
A president who believes in religious freedom, religious freedom of speech, standing for the unborn lives, standing for you.
Right.
You know, this, for the first time, you know, we've had a president who has literally brought the faith-based leaders together. He has put them on a platform to show that we still believe in prayer.
Right.
We still believe in the power of prayer. So more than ever, we need to stand with our president.
Yes,
we need to vote our faith and make our faith be known that we still want to live in a free country.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And that's our right.
That's right.
You know, and there's so many attacks right now, as we mentioned at the beginning of the show, the leftists, the media, never in these last couple months have I seen such a hatred for conservative rights, conservative voices. There is such a hatred out there right now, and they are truly, whether you believe it or not, they are trying to silence the church. All you have to do is turn on the media.
Yeah.
The church, if we don't stand now, we will not be able to stand.
No.
We will lose our voice in this fight.
That's right.
And so now is the time. You have to understand, church, those of you who are sitting there, you're sitting in your homes, and you feel that you don't have a voice, why I'm telling you today, we live in America.
That's it.
And we still have our voice. We still have a right to our beliefs, to our speech, to the beliefs that we have, our religion, our religious freedom.
Mm-hmm.
No one can take that away from us unless we give it up to them.
Absolutely.
So today, you know, right now, this ministry, Pastor Jim, has come under the most vicious attack that we have ever seen. The lies, the smear campaign, every time, you know, I couldn't even watch the news because the hatred that was just put out there. But I promise you this, it's not about a product.
No.
It has everything to do with silencing our voice, silencing our religious freedom, what we believe and what we bring to you.
Yeah.
You know, we are a voice for our partners. You donate to this ministry. You help this ministry stay on the air. You believe in Pastor Jim because he is a watchman. And he has been called by God. And guess what? Watchmen have to be bold.
Yeah.
They have to be unafraid of this world. Because guess what? If you look to your right or to your left, it's fearful. Because they will try to come after you. You know, and even last week, Brigitte Gabriel, she was powerful. But what does she tell us? She says the leftist organizations, they are planned. They are strategic. Mm-hmm. They're organized.
Oh, yeah.
And they are coming after the church. And we wholeheartedly believe that if they are able to take us down, you may be next.
That's right.
Which ministry who might not have a platform to share what's happening?
Yes.
We're seeing it right now,
absolutely,
the attack.
I mean, when you see the news and they're attacking Franklin Graham, the beloved son of Billy Graham.
That's
Can you imagine at one time Billy Graham was the most beloved preacher in America, let alone the world?
Mm-hmm.
His son is being under attack literally being booted out of New York City for helping people.
Yes.
Not preaching, not holding revival,
right.
not holding anything big that would talk about God. This is just simple science
That's
of helping
right.
people. And what's happening right now is Samaritan's Purse is being attacked because of their religious beliefs
right.
in Christianity.
That's right.
They're not hiding it. They're
no.
being blunt about it. Mike Evans, that stands for Jerusalem and Israel, he's mm-hmm. under attack right now. Well, who else is under?
And I also know that, General Boykin, that you are the vice president of the Family Research Council, and that under Tony Perkins' leadership, mm-hmm. that you guys have gone under attack, and they've come after even Family Research Council.
That's right.
Isn't that right?
Oh, yes, absolutely. That is correct. And look, the attacks on us were more than just trying to get us booted off of the networks and all that. We had a guy walk in our lobby here on the 15th of August, 2012, with 100 rounds of ammunition and a 9mm pistol, and he shot the building manager and told the judge at his trial that he was here to kill as many of us as possible.
Wow.
So, yeah, we've been attacked as well. And look, let me say, when you have influence, when you are getting into the enemy's space, you're going to get attacked. And there
That's
are
right.
groups out there that their whole reason to exist, groups like the Southern Poverty Law Center, their whole reason to exist is to go after organizations that speak the truth with regards to the gospel of Jesus Christ, with regard
right.
to
wow.
the Word of God. Their whole reason to exist is to go after these Christian conservative groups. Period. And by the way,
yes.
they can call themselves whatever they want to. They can come up with all these names, Faithful America
That's
and so forth. But look, you know something else? I'm from North Carolina. And they got a saying there, and that is, you can put lipstick on a pig, but it's still a pig.
It's still a pig.
That's right.
That's right.
And that's the way I see this.
You know, and here we are today, we are fighting this horrendous battle. You know, and guess what? Pastor Jim told me, he's like, you need to be bold. He's like, we need to have boldness. We will not lay down and die.
No.
We will fight for our voice. We will fight for our platform
Absolutely.
Because we believe that we have a mandate from God to preach and teach the gospel until the end. And so mm-hmm. we will do that. But we've come under attack under this Faithful America group. And the lies that they have published and the smear campaigns that have gone out to where people are literally believing the lies.
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank CBN
yes.
for shedding light, putting the spotlight on who Faithful America really is. And I'd like to run the piece that they've done, mm-hmm. you know, on who is Faithful America.
The group Faithful America claims to have fought Hobby Lobby, convinced Google to drop World Vision, and got MSNBC to stop having Family Research Council on its news programs. Faithful America is now quoted by the media as the voice of American Christians, even while at protest against evangelical leaders like Franklin Graham, Jerry Falwell Jr., and Albert Mohler. Faithful America describes itself as the largest online community of Christians putting faith into action for social justice. Its critics accuse it of using faith as a cover to silence conservatives. Scott Walter is with the website Influence Watch, which tracks the activity and funding of groups like Faithful America. We asked him to describe them.
Oh, that's easy. Just another half-fake left-wing nest of operatives. I mean, they get taken much more seriously than they deserve.
In this video from Faithful America, activists are seen trying to get then MSNBC host Chris Matthews to stop having Tony Perkins of Family Research Council on his program. Matthews accuses them of censorship.
You want to silence people. You want to silence people.
We want a progressive
Christian. No, you want him. What channel do you want Tony Perkins on? What sound would you like him on?
I prefer that he's not.
See? You want a sound?
Faithful America's latest target is Jim Baker. After a naturopath on his show suggested his Silver Solution product could help fight coronavirus. The left in the media said Baker claimed it was a cure for COVID-19, something he did not say. But Faithful America is trying to get channels to drop his program. Before becoming independent in 2018, Faithful America was the creation of the National Council of Churches, and then was a part of the Citizen Engagement Lab, which was funded by George Soros. In 2014, when Faithful America took on the Archdiocese of Newark with a petition drive, an investigation of their petition with more than 22,000 names showed none were Catholics in the Newark Archdiocese, and 100 pages in the petition were blank. Faithful America did not respond to our request for a comment for this story, but Walter says Faithful America does not have anywhere near the grassroots support it claims.
Are there a few thousand grumpy left-wingers who will complain about anything if you give them a little poke? Yes. Does this remotely mean that any pastor anywhere, any church leader, any politician should take this seriously as a profound grassroots movement? No.
Dale Hurd, CBN News.
Wow,
that is an amazing piece that CBN put together. And I know that Pat Robertson got a hold of Jim personally and said, Jim, you know, we're standing with you.
Thank you, Pat.
Thank you so much, Pat, for standing with Jim and standing, you know, against the evil trying to shut all of our mouths down. It's not going to happen. We're going to stand strong and until the Lord. The amazing thing is we have the opportunity and we are part of ushering in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I believe that with all of my heart that you know, we're alive for such a time as this to help usher in the Lord Jesus, our Lord and our Savior.
Yes.
You know, and then after all that happens, we get to reign with him for the whole millennia. It's amazing.
Yes.
I mean, I'm thinking about General Boykin right now, and I'm thinking about the many roundtables I've sat in with you and Rick Joyner and Jim, of course, and all the men and women of God. And you guys always, Rick always talks about the ruling and the reigning, you know, in the millennium after we go through this rough time, doesn't he? And you do too, General.
Yes.
I love these roundtables because they are they're very enlightening. And
they sure
yeah,
are.
Rick has a great time there, bringing in people that are so much smarter than I am, but also so much well versed in terms of prophecy and scripture.
Now, see, that's the funny thing that you said. That's why you heard me laughing, everybody, because I'm like, wait, General Boykin, to me, you're the one sitting at that table. I'm just learning from you and gleaning from you all the time. So don't sell yourself short, General. You're an amazing man of God. You're not just a general in the natural, you're a general in God's army.
Right.
And I really believe that. I know that. I know who you are. And Jim does too in the spirit. We all stand together in unity. And that's what it takes.
That's right.
We got to stand together in unity as believers. Like Pat Robertson stood up with Jim. I mean, Pat Robertson's like Jim Baker's spiritual father.
That's
so
right.
You know how much that means when your spiritual father stands up for you? It's like everything.
You know, we've been forced to make extremely difficult decisions on behalf of the ministry because we're in survival mode right now. We have to keep this show on the air, and
Absolutely.
That's our number one priority because we believe and we know that we will not allow our voices to be silent.
Yeah.
And so this ministry, we need your help. And we've been, you know, we want to thank you for those of you who are responding.
Yeah.
But this is a long road. This isn't an overnight situation that will end tomorrow, next week. This is a road and a battle that we are prepared and we've had to mentally, spiritually, and physically prepare ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that this won't end overnight. Mm-hmm. You know, this is a continued legal battle. We've had to give finances to legal teams and just everything that it's involved with it when that money should be going to enhance the kingdom of God.
Right.
You know, and we're standing in this and we are literally fighting for our lives and we will continue to fight for our lives.
As long as you stand with us.
That's
now
right.
Now we'll stand. We'll keep preaching.
That's
Listen,
right.
if I just have my little grandchildren to preach to, I'm going to preach to them and so will Jim. That's what we'll do.
But we know our partners
yeah.
and you know, you have spoken. You
yes.
have voiced your support for this ministry. You have given to this ministry. You're continuing. I'm going to ask you that you continue. Mm-hmm. You know, if you are fed from this show by the guests that we bring to your home to tell you the voice of the prophets, you know, I believe the warfare began when Pastor Jim mm-hmm. made the decision and he voiced it and he spoke it out loud and he said, this will be the year where the voice of the prophets will begin.
Right.
I believe that Satan himself heard it and all hell was released in that very moment to come and attack this ministry. Mm-hmm. But we know that we will stand on the word, for greater is he that is in us than Amen. He that is in this Amen. World.
That's right.
So we will stand firm, but we need your help.
Yes.
We need your support to stay on the air. It's a, like I said, it's going to be a long haul. It's going to be a long road ahead of us, but we are willing to fight this. And we're asking you to continue to stand with us, continue to fight with us, continue to give. Right mm-hmm. now, ministries, giving in general, it's down. You know, our giving yeah. has been down, mm-hmm. but we need your help. And if you want to right now, we're asking if you feel led, if God is putting on your heart to sow a seed into this ministry, you know, we're asking you to go to the phones, mm-hmm. call our customer service agents, and they will be more than happy to walk you through it. You know, right now we can only take checks. That's all that we can do. You know, we've tried every option available. We've tried different companies. And the answer, the doors keep closing. The answer keeps being no out of fear. But we're asking you right now to call us at 1-888-988-1588. And will you stand with us?
Yeah.
Will you continue to stand with this ministry? So many of you, you've stood with Pastor Jim for over 50 years. You right. believe in his message that God has given him. You believe in the platform. You believe in the voices that we bring to you. You believe in this message. So will you write us at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri, 65615. We are loving, we're reading your letters.
We
love getting them.
We love them.
You know, and it's your letters that are keeping us going.
Yes.
We recognize and we have a tangible thing in front of us mm-hmm. to make us realize that we're not in this battle alone
That's
and
right.
we're not fighting it for nothing.
That's right.
You know, we want to thank you for that,
our faithful
partners.
You guys are. They're the, you know, we have, you guys, I try to say it every day, and if I don't, just remember that you really are. You're the most precious, mm-hmm. wonderful, faithful
That's
partners.
Right.
We talk to many ministries that, and actually different people who
That's
oversee
right.
different
yes.
ministries by giving and 800 numbers and all that. But you have the most faithful part. They say, you know, the Jim Baker Show has the most faithful partners of any ministry that we've ever seen
That's
throughout
right.
year
yes.
after year after year after year. And we want to thank you for that. And we will keep bringing guests like General
right.
Boykin.
Yes.
I mean, who gets General Boykin? Oh my goodness. I mean, it's amazing to me. Just the guests that we get to have on our broadcast
right.
is such an honor. And you know, Pastor Tommy Barnett used to say this because we were at a mega church. So we used to have like the who's who come through the doors. And I sat under that leadership for a decade. And he said, "You're spoiled rotten, you know, like kidding us, you know, and as the church members, because you get the best of the best that come here."
Mm-hmm.
And really, we get the best of the best.
That's right.
All of us do that come to this show, to this broadcast, and
That's
that
right.
goes throughout the whole entire world.
Yes.
And so you can also go to jimbakershow.com and you can do your electronic check through that
That's
way
right.
as well.
Yes.
Very easy.
I want to encourage you. I mean, we were trying to preach to each other before
yeah.
we got started and really encouraging each other, because we have to understand that the Bible says that we have to remain
yes.
strong and courageous.
Mm-hmm.
This is the word right here. It
Joshua.
Made me think of what we're going through right now. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. Who is them? The organizations that are trying to shut us down, the organizations that are coming against this ministry. This is the best part of this scripture right here, Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6 through 8. I love this one right here. He will never leave you, never forsake
That's
you. You ever
right.
heard those words
yes.
before? I will never, never leave you. I will never, never forsake
Amen.
You. Sign God. But no matter what you're going through right
yes.
now, when you stand with us and you partner with us, I'm telling you that no weapon formed against you, this ministry,
That's right.
Pastor Jim, Pastor Lori, Maricela, General Boykin, myself, is not going to prosper. We're at the critical time, the most prophetic moment
That's
of
right.
our lives right now. And when we bring the watchmen and the prophets to this show to
yes.
sound the alarm, to warn you about the things to come. The warning that Pastor Jim has given you for almost 16 years to get your house in order and prepare with food, with water, with essentials. There will be a time, I'm telling you, if you haven't read this book right here, I keep going back and forth and back and forth. This book has what we're going through right now. The revelation, you know, the horses are out of the barn and where we are right now.
Yes.
But there's going to be a time where there's not going to be any food to eat.
That's
there's
right.
not going to be any water to drink. What do, as the church, what do we do?
That's
if
right.
it's going to be the greatest hour of the church, we have to be ready with food. We
That's
have
right.
to be ready to preach the gospel. I always get reminded when you visit the girls,
mm-hmm.
before you even preach to them,
mm-hmm.
you fed them.
Right.
You brought them gifts.
Yes.
You know what? It's a tradition for the church to bring gifts and feed the poor and clothe the naked. Mm-hmm. Then you give them the word.
That's right.
You know what? That's the greatest gift you can give is the word of God. But why not give food when
That's
people
right.
are in a time of need? When you see your fellow Americans and your neighbors standing in line waiting for a bag of food, not knowing if tomorrow is going to have,
That's
they're
right.
going to have food to eat. When you see some of the wealthiest states in America standing in line to get food, when you start to see food banks in your local community closing down because there's
right.
no food, when you start seeing grocery stores, your grocery store, not have meat,
That's
not
right.
understanding where's the meat going to come. And my kids said, Dad, are we going to have burgers to eat tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
I said, I don't know. But they said, but we do have Grandpa Jim's food.
Right. We have the bean burgers, you
we
always
We have
say.
The bean burgers.
You guys
burgers.
Always eat the bean
I'm
burgers.
I'm telling you, you got to order your food.
Right.
I'm not trying to sound alarmist or fear. No,
we
I want you to understand something. It's not because of fear that we prepare. It's because of our faith
That's
that
right.
we prepare.
Amen.
And when you
That's
have
right.
faith and you stand strong, no matter what the attacks, if they close the credit card processing down, send the check.
Yeah.
Be, you know what? This is the time and the hour where we got to get outside of the box and break the traditions and break the norm and say, you know what? If you need cash, I'm going to give cash to you, Pastor Jim and Lori. I'm going
to
send cash.
To ministry.
You know what? To this ministry and to be able to support the work of God.
That's right.
But you know what? There's no greater need other than you having that food.
Yes.
I'm telling you, I keep hearing Pastor Jim in my sleep remind people to get their food.
Yes.
This is, it's not, if you don't have to have a refrigerator or power. I mean, when John and I start going through the stories of the headlines of people losing power because of storms, I think of my generator.
Yeah.
I think of my, you know, solar power.
Mm-hmm.
I think of
that's
peace
right.
of mind, understanding that that's my story.
Mm-hmm.
That's my testimony, is knowing that I'm going to take care of my family
that's
because
right.
I listen to you guys.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm telling you, order your food right now.
Yes.
It's not going to last
right.
long. It's alarming to hear the depletion of food in America, let alone Africa and the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have pinto beans,
mm-hmm.
beans and rice and Jesus Christ.
Yes. That's what we
that's
always said in
is.
The that's what
you
we
know,
always said in the ghetto. That rice is beans and rice.
But you have to do it now.
Yeah.
You know, don't wait. You know, so many times we live in this mindset, well, I'll do that tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow. And time gets away from us. That's just the reality of life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but when that, you know, we're going into hurricane season. We're going into the storms. And, you know, even last night we had power outage here. You know, we experienced it and my lights went off.
Mm.
And guess what my kids say? Mom, where's the cup go? They know what it is. They know where it's at. They ran. They got it. They had light.
And guess what? They're just 4 and 2 years old.
That's exactly
so,
right.
Hey.
You know, that's why this ministry, we don't just, you know, I love what this ministry stands for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's my beliefs as well that we don't just teach you or warn you or, you know, tell you what's coming. We prepare you.
Mm-hmm.
We practically, pragmatically give you ways to prepare yourself. We give you solutions on this show, on this broadcasting.
Mm-hmm.
And when you give to this ministry, when you order the food, you know, right now we have, you know, amazing food that is being shipped out right now. The manufacturers, you know, they're working around the clock to just get the product out to you.
Yeah.
But even they've seen, you know, our eyes have been open to see what happens to the chain supply
mm-hmm.
of the food.
Mm-hmm.
When you start to miss an ingredient or two, it stops everything. You know, and so right now is the time for you, if you haven't already gotten prepared,
mm-hmm.
now is the time for you to call. But we have the new product that we introduced this year was the Minuteman
Yes.
24-hour emergency meal kit. Mm-hmm. And that's for a $115 donation, which also includes the shipping and handling. And with that, you're going to receive 18 pouches of food and also the water that comes along with it so that you can hydrate. The thing I love about this product is this is ready to go. You mm-hmm. open the pouch, you put water, and it's hydrated, and you are ready to go. You don't need to cook it. And so this is an amazing product to have in your grab and go. You never know what where you might be and when you might need it. Mm-hmm. But that's an amazing product that we have.
It comes with utensils. It comes with everything that yes. you need. And so many of you have been
that's
writing
right.
and saying that you're ordering this and you love it.
Yes.
And Marisela knows. She saw it in the back of my car the other
day. I did.
She goes, Mom,
yes.
you really do have everything,
yes.
don't you?
But, you know, Dad also spoke of, what did he say in his New Year's Eve message? I watched mm-hmm. it again this week, mm-hmm. and I keep watching it, keep taking notes of what's coming. What did the watchman say? He said food. He yes. said we have a small season, a period of time. There's going to be this season right now that God is giving us mm-hmm. to prepare, to get our house in order. But he also said water. He kept saying water is so important. And so we can't survive without water. We have to have water. And so we also have, you know, an amazing product that we've offered for many years on our broadcasting. Mm-hmm. And that's a Seychelles Extreme Survival Bottle that's yeah. available to you. Mm-hmm. You know, and now's the time. What is it going to hurt you to have these products at any moment, to be healthy, to have these products ready to go? Mm-hmm. And that's for a donation of $165 to the ministry, which also includes shipping and handling. And with that, you're going to receive 6 of the 28-ounce mm-hmm. Extreme Survival water bottles. It produces up to, each bottle produces up to 100 gallons of clean, fresh water. And so we just want to encourage you. Yes. You know, today you're hearing us, you know, you're hearing General Boykin speak to what's happening around the world. Mm-hmm. And if there's ever been a time for us to be ready, if there's ever been a time for us to be prepared and to get our households in order, it is now, because you don't want it to be too late. Right now is the time. You know, and I want to say, if you've prepared for yourself, maybe you're sitting there and you say, well, I've already prepared for myself. You know, but what about your family? What about your neighbors? What about your church? You know, the Bible does say that the church is to be the light in mm-hmm. darkness. We are to be the light. And in all reality, when things start to go, when we start to see things happening around us, we are to be the light. We are to be the ones who have the solutions. And how amazing will it be when there is no food and your neighbors come to you and say, I'm hungry, do you have anything? And you're literally able to give them a packet of food. Do you think that they will want to hear about your God
Absolutely.
In that moment? Absolutely, they will. It will be a tool that will be the greatest, you know, one of the greatest salvation tools that we might have to be able to feed that empty stomach mm-hmm. and say, but let me tell you about who my God is.
Yes, amen. So good. Mm-hmm. That's so good, Nana. You're a preaching girl. You know, she's the COO of the ministry, everybody. She runs things behind the scenes, and so proud of her. General Boykin, I just wanted to get back to you for a minute before we have to say goodbye.
Yes.
We love you so much, and we appreciate you
yes,
standing
absolutely.
With us, standing
Thank
by
you.
Jim's side. And you're a warrior is
yes.
what you are, and you know about warfare
yes.
in the physical, and you know about warfare in the spiritual. Is there any last thought that you would like to share with us?
Yeah, look, I think that even though these are chaotic times and the attacks on us as Christians are almost reaching unbelievable epidemic proportions, we also need to recognize that God is using this time. If you look at the number of sermons that are being preached online, either by radio or online, and you get the feedback that people are coming to Christ from all over the world, not just in America, but people are coming to Christ. Look at Greg Laurie's internet
yes.
presentations, and he is getting feedback on the number of people who are coming to Christ. God is using this. Now is the time when we as Christians need to understand that God is using this, and the in the roots of another great awakening are taking place right
That's
now.
Right.
But it is up
That's
to us not to go into hiding, not to go into our closets and hide. It is up to us to be visible, to be active in spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ, and also, very importantly, doing all we can to help our neighbors. That is what
God expects
of us in a time like this. We need to show that we're not afraid. We're not stupid either, but we're not afraid, and that we still want to have an impact on people's lives as we support the people around us.
Amen.
Amen.
And if you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, now is the time to get to know him. Or just maybe you backslid. Maybe you just kind of went away from him. They call it backsliding. I mean, that's what I did for many, many, many years. And then on one Easter Sunday in 1989, it was time to go back to church.
Yes.
And I walked down that long aisleway when Pastor Tommy Barnett said, if you want to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, all you have to do is ask him to forgive you for your sins.
Amen.
Believe that he died on the cross to save you from your sins, that he is the Son of God, and he will save you. Invite him into your heart. Ask Holy Spirit to help you live this life out, because he does. He really does. It's an amazing life to live. And one day we're all going to stand before God, all of us, individually. I don't get to stand next to Jim Baker. I don't get to stand next to my mom, who's like the greatest woman on the face of this earth. I don't get to stand next to General Boykin. I stand before myself alone. Do I love the Lord like God with all my heart, all my soul, everything? Have I asked him into my heart?
Yes.
I have. I want you to. I want you to know him. Amen. Know him like you've never known him before. And we encourage that all the time. Number one reason we want to be on the airwaves, God's called us, but we want to, is so that you know Jesus, that
That's
you
right.
know him.
Yeah.
Because it's for eternity, forever and ever and ever and ever. I don't want to be separated from him, do you? So now's the time to come back to him. I believe there's many out there right now. They're just like, I just really haven't, you know, been all the way in. And I've had a lot of questions, and now's the time to come back to him.
That's
Maybe
right.
you're just tuning in and you're saying, I really never asked Jesus into my heart before. I actually have met Americans, and which has blown me away throughout the years, that
That's
never
right.
heard about Jesus, about being their Lord and their
That's
Savior.
Right.
And that and you can. He loves you so much. He has a plan for your life that is more wonderful than you could possibly ever imagine. It's time to trust him.
Yeah.
As your Lord and your Savior. And we love you so much. General Boykin, we love you. You are so amazing. And we love Ashley so much. And we pray for you. And we pray for the Family Research Council. I want everybody to know you can go to their website to get the guidelines for reopening your church.
Yeah.
They have the guidelines along with the CDC, if I'm right about that. Is that right, General Boykin?
Yeah, that is correct. You can find that on frc.org.
Right. So I got them right here, the guidelines. I love it. It's excellent. And like Jim Moy says, God loves you. He really does. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you for watching today's program. We need your support now more than ever. Call us today, 1-888-988-1588. You can also write to The Jim Baker Show at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Please make all checks payable to Jim Baker Show. Or you can make your donation and order of other products online at our website, jimbakershow.com. Thank you for your continued prayers and financial support. It's because of partners like you that we can continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world.